Welcome to Stories from Chosun, the audio version of the House of Chosun blog posts, available at chosunhouse.com. Today, North Korea refugee says, China is beyond description. Time for another interview from refugeesinternational.com. You can go there for the whole set of interviews. I appreciate the work done by this organization, because the situation in North Korea cannot be denied when it's corroborated by so many independent witnesses. Today's witness is a 29-year-old woman from Onsong, who first arrived in China 5 years ago. She left her husband and 3-year-old daughter in North Korea to find a way to make some money. She tried one day as a waitress in a Chinese restaurant, but she doesn't speak Chinese. So at the time of the interview, she was living in Yanji with relatives. Earlier in her life, she'd worked in a coal mine and in a market making snacks. Her brothers and husband are coal miners, too. If all the quotas are met, a person can make 1,000 won a month in a coal mine. Not bad. Well, I don't know the exchange rate back then, but now 1,000 won is $7 per month. And that's if the work gets done. More like 700 or 800 won, or $5. And with that kind of money, of course, she couldn't afford enough rice to live on. So she'd go to the mountains and clear out a small field where she could grow corn. Still not enough. That's why she took the risk of an illegal visit to the north. Now she's in China, though soon she must return. China is beyond description to her. Chinese eat rice every day, she exults. There's no hope in North Korea. She laments that North Korea is not open as in other countries. She's willing for anything to happen to open her country. She'd even take an Iraq-like war if it would mean her people would be liberated. That might mean she doesn't buy the propaganda about the evil Americans. Give me your tired, your poor, the wretched refuse of your teeming shores. Send these, the homeless tempest-tossed to me. Americans used to sing this from the heart. Well, so many have abused the privilege of coming here that song has gone a little sour. But Jesus Christ still says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Please join me in praying that this invitation will soon be heard by every North Korean. Thank you for your interest in North Korea. Visit us at chosunhouse.com for more blogs, current North Korean news, and many other resources. You can even get Chosun House to your iPod via iTunes or Sermon Audio. We're trying to provide all you need to get an informed prayer life regarding Chosun, the hermit kingdom, the land of morning calm.